What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hey, Russia, step back a minute. Fighters from the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, over the weekend intercepted a Russian aircraft in the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone for the third time in the past week. One E-3 Sentry Command and Control aircraft, I have no idea what that is, two F-16 fighters and two KC-135s were dispatched to intercept and visually identify a Russian aircraft that was operating over Alaskan airspace. Mm-hmm.
Can we please have an adult conversation about the Cracker Barrel logo and why my Facebook feed is filled with memes and jokes about it? Did you read over the weekend, Scott, that their stock has dropped $250 million in value?
They lost $94 million in one day.
How? Over removing the barrel from Cracker and the guy in the overalls? Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that the new logo does not happen.
Who cares? Why is this a thing?
Cracker Barrel is making a promise to customers after its new logo sparked backlash from fans of the restaurant chain. I didn't know there was such a thing as a Cracker Barrel fan.
I didn't either.
It is a cult.
Last week, Cracker Barrel announced that as part of an ongoing makeover, the chain's new logo would ditch the barrel and the guy in the overalls. Instead, the new emblem features a simple design with just Cracker Barrel written on a gold background. The shape of the gold background and font have also been altered. The change had fans furious. The company's stock dropped $94 million in one day alone. On Monday, the company released a statement. Quote, "We're truly grateful for your heartfelt voices. You've also shown us that we could have done a better job sharing who we are and who we always will be." Why not just go back?
Why does anyone care?
I'm calling it right now that it doesn't happen.
It is mediocre. Comfort food at best.
I think it was all publicity to begin with.
Sam, You would not do a publicity stunt and lose $250 million.
Yeah, you would be fired as a CEO if that was your stunt.
I guarantee you that their restaurants are full every single day right now.
Listen to this. Pizza Hut lost its red roof. Friendly's gutted its classic decor.
Mm-hmm.
Panera got sleeker. Then they had a backlash. Why do we care when Kentucky Fried Chicken rebrands itself KFC? Why do we care?
Because as I honestly believe that as Americans, we want what we've always had. As far as, remember when Coca-Cola became New Coke in 1985?
But they changed the taste. This is just a logo.
Not only the taste, but they changed the look of the can.
But you have to keep in mind, though, that stock prices are not an indication of how many customers are showing up at that establishment. They are solely an indication of the investors' reaction to the online chatter. And so they're seeing all of the memes, they're seeing all of the pushback, and for whatever reason, they are thinking, oh my gosh, we're about to lose a bunch of money, we better sell now.
Mm-hmm. They get cold feet.
Where's the stock price currently?
People are trying to make this political. They're saying this is woke. Look, I understand.
What's woke about it?
I understand the nostalgia of the Cracker Barrel. That people back in old timey days, the crackers were actually in the barrel. Mm-hmm. Someone was trying to explain this to us on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
No one our age or younger knows anything about that. It's like asking your children what the old rotary phone was. There's no connection with people our age and younger to the Cracker Barrel Country Store. It did not exist when we were, it just doesn't.
It didn't exist when we were kids.
It didn't exist when we were kids. So why the screaming over the loss of something that none of you listening have in your history?
I think I'm about to go buy myself some Cracker Barrel stuff.
I'm not giving
advice.
Your great-grandparents might have remembered that time. Okay.
Maybe
your mom and dad when they were, if you're our age, when they were really little.
My parents grew up in New York City.
I know, but that's why I'm saying, why does anyone care? Of all the things that I thought would create some huge headline-grabbing backlash,
this was not it.
No!
Why do people hate Nickelback?
They don't know. They just do.
Because they think it's cool to do so.
And then every time I go to a Nickelback show at the T-Mobile Center, it is sold out to the rafters.
My point exactly. So this drop in stock value is not an indication in how well the company is doing. Sure, it doesn't look great right now, but it will bounce back. I guarantee you their restaurants are more full right now than they were 2 weeks ago.
The old logo features an image of an old man leaning up against a barrel. An old man wearing overalls that we have no connection to, and a barrel that none of us listening have any connection to.
The restaurant chain is clearly trying to young it down. And the old man in overalls leaning up against a barrel is not a symbol of youth, of excitement. When people who are 25 years old see that, they think, well, this is an old person's restaurant, like a Furs. Or a Denny's. And they don't want to go.
Remember when we were growing up, the popular restaurants that just had crap on every square inch of the wall?
Yes, it's called Applebee's.
Signs and, but I mean, like, before, like, even Bennigan, Scott, there were restaurants that was their thing.
I actually like a lot of that because with Applebee's, and I don't care what you say, Applebee's is the Nickelback of restaurants.
It's eating good in the neighborhood.
It is eating good in the neighborhood. And they normally will have it to the decor is for the closest high school or closest high schools. Like, you know, they have helmets and jerseys up on the board and newspaper clippings and stuff like that. I like that. 913-586-7798. News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.